Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. 1 Samuel chapter 30. In your Scofield Bible, page 352, we'll be reading the first six verses. We'll read the verses responsively, please. And the sixth and final verse is the text verse. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. We'll read them responsively. And let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And let's pray. And thank you, dear Lord, for another wonderful day. Each and every Sunday that we're permitted together here with our friends and with our fellow laborers, it's an encouragement. It's a blessing. And every Sunday that we're privileged to come here to hear the preaching of Thy Word by a man set aside to preach Thy Word, a man of God, we're privileged and we're blessed and we thank Thee. We pray that You'd bless this service in the way that Thou wouldst be pleased to bless. Help our hearts to be not only receptive, help them to be hungry. And help our preacher, in Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
When you leave, take your words with you here, brother, would you please? That's good. I was in Durham, North Carolina, Monday and Tuesday. And as I was, on Wednesday morning, as always, had to get up real early, around 4 o'clock, and get ready to go to the airport, catch an early flight so I could get back for college chapel. And the song leader drove me to the airport. Everybody knows a pastor doesn't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, because he's all pastors pray till about 3 o'clock in the morning. But the song leader drove me, and he encouraged my heart. We were driving along. He said, "Dr. Hiles, I want to thank you for your little outline on how to pray. The little outline I gave you, on so many minutes for praise and so many for worship and so many for thanks, for confession and so many for petition. And it's a little scientific formula about prayer is what it is." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I use it every morning." He said, "Every morning I use your little formula and have for a number of years for prayer. I pray just like you said, so many minutes for this and so many for that and so many for this. And then I pray, as you mentioned, around town, around the auditorium, pray for certain people and so forth." And that blessed my heart, because I love it on those rare occasions when somebody does what I say. Now this morning, I'm going to give you something. And by the way, he said, your formula on prayer is life-changing. And he's right. He's right. It is life-changing. And what I'm going to give you this morning is also life-changing. As practical as can be and as usable as anything you'll ever hear in your life. And yet, as is all practical thing, or all practical things, as simple as can be. I want to speak this morning on the subject, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Our text is that text where it said David encouraged himself in the Lord. I want to speak on the subject, encourage yourself. Our Heavenly Father, come and help Thy servant today. Thy servant has no desire to be helped as an end in itself, but thy servant has a desire to help thy people. There's no way that thy servant can help thy people unless you help him. So I pray you'd come and strengthen me and encourage me and help me and empower me and bless me and use me so I can help my people this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Not an old statement. I often tell you about it. One of the most difficult days of my life. When for the first time in my life it dawned upon me that I had no pastor. People often ask me, Brother Hiles, if you could have had anything that you want in life that you missed, anything that you didn't get to have that you wish you could have had, what would you love to have had in your life? I always say two things. I'd love to have had time to have a real friend. I mean someone that I could have known well and spent a lot of time with. And then I'd love to have had a pastor. Over 40 years ago, I was a discouraged young man for a while, a few hours, and Mrs. Hiles asked me, what you going to do about a problem that came up in my ministry as a kid preacher? And I said, I'm going to see the pastor. That's what I always do. And she said some words that absolutely broke my heart. She said, you don't understand this, but you don't have a pastor. And that startled me. Now for these 42 and a half years, I've not had a pastor. Because I've not had a pastor, I can tell you some things this morning that will help you and marvelously transform your life. You see, when the battle started 9 months ago, I didn't have anybody I could call and say, Pastor, pray for me. I had no person to whom I could go and say, Pastor, could I talk with you? I had nobody that I could write a note and put under his door and say, I've got a burden, have a heartache. Would you pray for me? I had no place I could go and say to my pastor, I'm sick, would you anoint me with oil? I have no pastor to encourage me. When we heard that our daughter was ill, Becky, who's here this morning, I had no place to go. There was no door I could knock on. There's no line I could get in. There was no door under which I could push a note. There's nobody to call. Well, you said, Brother Hiles, what do you do? I've learned to encourage myself. I've learned to encourage myself. David was at a difficult place in his life. David was about to be stoned. David was scared. He was as low as a man can get. I'm not going to go into the story. Perhaps tonight in another message in the same part of the Bible, perhaps I'll go into it a little bit. But David was at the bottom, all the way on the bottom. He was away from home. He was running from Saul. He was in a battle. His family had been captured. His people were in trouble. And the Bible said that David encouraged himself. Now, what does it mean to encourage? The word encourage means to urge forward. I say to you, keep on going. How many times have I said, keep on going? Now, people all over this room here this morning were just waiting to hear me say that. Keep on going. That's what encouragement is. It's somebody say, keep on going. Don't turn back. Don't stop. I was so proud of one of our college girls this week. She came Wednesday night and she said, I'm going home. I'm just I don't fit here, she said. And it's just something, I'm just homesick and I'm going home. And she said, somebody made me or asked me at least to come by and see you before I left. And I said, okay, could I talk to you? I'll give you an appointment for Saturday. I'll talk to you. She said, but my mother's on the way to get me now from a state several hundred miles away. She's on the way. She's supposed to be here in 3 hours, I think she said. And I said, well, how can I help you?
if your mother's on the way. And she said, well, somebody just told me to come by. And I said, do me a favor. I said, don't go back with your mother till I can see you on Saturday. Just promise me that. I was going to try to encourage her to stay. And so I gave her an appointment on Saturday. And I said, I thought her mother would be with her, but her mother wasn't there. And she walked in and I said, how are things going? She said, my mama went back home. I'm going to stay. That's one thing that preacher's for. I'm to urge forward. That's what the word encouragement means, to urge forward, or to come to one's aid. Now, I want to make two statements this morning. First one is this. You need your own encouragement. Hear me now. You need your own encouragement. Oh, yes. The Bible says, cast your care upon the Lord. So you need His encouragement. And the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens. And so you need my encouragement, and I need your encouragement. But the Bible also says, let every man bear his own burden. So you need your own encouragement. There are three things you've got to have to keep going. You've got to have God's encouragement, you've got to have others' encouragement, and you've got to have your own encouragement. I can't wait till I get toward the end of the sermon, because I'm going to tell you some things that I do to encourage myself. And I've got to wait, but I can't wait. But if you insist, I'll go ahead and do it now. But anyway, I've learned to encourage myself. Now, my God encourages me. In the last year, there's no way to tell you how dear and how wonderful He's been to me. There's no way to describe this morning how much I love Him, and how much I love Him more than I loved Him a year ago, and how much I praise Him and thank Him for the encouragement He's been to me. And there's no way in the world this morning I could tell you how much your encouragement has been to me. No way in the world. You could never understand, unless you were a preacher that goes through the battles. You never understand what it is to have the encouragement of thousands of people who love you and stick with you and care for you. But I have also encouraged myself. In other words, I have God's encouragement. I have your encouragement. But the truth of the matter is, I still have got to keep going. I've got to keep going. I mean, God can give me strength, but I got to move my foot. God can give me power, but I got to get up and keep preaching. And you've got to do it. I'm saying this morning, God will help you and encourage you, and you have to have it. And others will encourage you and help you, and you have to have that. But just as much as you've got to have God's encouragement and others' encouragement, you've got to have your own encouragement. Illustration. It's a basketball game. Now, the home field advantage means an awful lot in a basketball game. Being around people to encourage you. And they cheer you on. And the crowd is all for you. And they encourage you. But that doesn't necessarily mean victory. It means victory is easier. In basketball, for example, they say the home field advantage means sometimes 11 points a game. And but the truth is, the guys have still got to play the game. And somebody's still got to put the ball in the basket. You see, encouragement by God is necessary, but encouragement by others is necessary. But as much as those are necessary, you got to learn to encourage yourself. You got to keep on going. You got to encourage yourself. And you got to say to yourself, keep on going. Keep on going. I say to myself, Jack, you can. You can. You can. You can. What am I doing? I'm encouraging myself. Now, people write me notes and say, preacher, don't quit. Keep on going. And God tells me, don't quit. Keep on going. But I tell myself, don't quit and keep on going. The trouble is, God encourages us and others encourage us, but we sometimes forget to encourage ourselves. Isaiah 40, verse 3. Wonderful, wonderful passage, and I won't turn to it. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew what? Their strength. Their strength. God doesn't give you His strength only. He gives you your strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. So the Lord is simply saying, I'll give you strength, but you've got to take the next step. If you stand there, God can give you all the strength He has, but you won't move till you decide to move. God doesn't move you. God gives you strength to move. And so this morning, I'm saying it again, hang in there. Hang in there, JoJo. Hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there, servicemen. Hang in there. Hang in there, college students. Hang in there. Hang in there, folks, Mrs. Rackus, who has cancer of both lungs. Hang in there. Hang in there. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to encourage you. God encourages you from the book. Now also you've got to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Let me read you. Wonderful passage, and you know it as well as I know it. But I want to read it to you. There hath no temptation. That word temptation also means testing, burden, heartache. There hath no testing taken you but such as is common to man. Now listen. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. God said, I will give you strength to withstand the testing, but you are going to have to withstand it. And also make a way to escape. He didn't say, I'll pull you and make you escape. I'll make a way to escape. You've got to escape. When the angel came and opened the doors of the prison, when Peter was in prison, the angel didn't drag Peter out. The angel opened the doors. Peter had to walk out. Now you listen to me. Quit your whine. Every time you whine, you're discouraging yourself. Every time you complain, you're discouraging yourself. Get a hold of yourself this morning. Grab yourself good and hard and stop and realize that you're complaining and you're griping and you're whining is doing nothing but discouraging yourself. Encourage yourself. Say to yourself, keep on going. Say to yourself, onward, forward, move, go, 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 go. Say it to yourself. That's the way you keep going. Now, God can encourage you. And I can encourage you. And by the way, you need God's encouragement. And you need mine. But I can only speak to you 3 times a week. I mean, this morning I'll speak to you. I'll encourage you. Tonight I'll speak to you. Beat the stuffings out of you. I'll encourage you. Tonight. Maybe I may even discourage you a little bit tonight. But I'll encourage you. Come back Wednesday night. And I'll encourage you. But I won't speak. I'll be preaching to you on Monday. I won't be preaching to you on Tuesday. I won't be preaching to you on Thursday. I won't be preaching to you on Friday. I won't be preaching to you on Saturday. You got to encourage yourself. You got to say to yourself, do it, self, do it. I can do it. I can do it. I will do it. I'm gonna do it. And encourage your own self. You got to have the will to win. That's what they call it, the will to win. Any psychologist in this world who's got any sense, and I don't know if I've ever met one. But any psychologist that's got any sense will tell you that a good, healthy spirit is the most important thing to a person's mental health. Any good medical doctor will tell you that a person, doesn't the Bible say that it's like medicine, a cheerful, good spirit is like medicine? Well, sure. And it doesn't mean it tastes like medicine. It means it helps make you well. You got to encourage yourself. You can't just come to church and say, preacher, encourage my heart. And all of a sudden you say, I feel better. And you go out and you feel better for a half a day. You got to take what I'm saying to you and take it with you and encourage yourself. That's what David said. David had it rougher at this time. Anybody here has it. But David encouraged himself. And the victory came because David encouraged himself. Now, follow me carefully. There are two of me. Enough for three, but only two, really. There are two of you. Now, follow me carefully. Because I'm going to come down to the second point. First point I said, you need your own encouragement. The second point I'm saying is, how can you encourage yourself? I'm going to show you. There are two of me. Sometimes the happy me is in charge. Sometimes the sad me is in charge. Sometimes the victory me is on the throne. And sometimes the losing me is on the throne. Now, what have I got to do? Now, follow me carefully. This is tremendous. This is great. Follow me carefully. While the victorious me is on the throne, that's when I've got to encourage the losing me. While I'm up is the time to encourage me. Now, let me ask you a question. You say, how can a person encourage himself? Okay, how do you encourage somebody else? Brother Moffat, come up here. You look like you need encouraging this morning. How do you encourage somebody else? Okay, first thing I'd do, I'd say, Brother Moffat, God said, Brother Moffat, I just came along to encourage you. Now, Brother Moffat.
I had to put olive oil on my hair this morning because I ran out of hairspray.
He said, not the day to do this. He uses hairspray usually, but he ran out of hairspray, and he had to use olive oil on his hair this morning.
So you just anointed me.
Okay. Now, Brother Moffat, you're down, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You're down. I'm going to encourage your heart.
Right.
Our first thing I'm going to say, Brother Moffat, the Bible. How about Philippians 4:13? I can do all things. Does that include you?
Yes, sir.
Brother Moffat, you can do all things through Christ. And it says, who strengtheneth you. Jesus said he'll give you enough strength. He didn't say he'll do it for you. He said where you can do it. So he has strengthened you. Brother Moffat, how about this one? All things work together for good to those who love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. How about that one? That's the first thing you do when you encourage somebody. If you got any sense, you take the Scripture and you use the Bible and encourage them. Now, the second thing you do, you remind them that whatever's going on is going to work out for the best. Now, Brother Moffat, this thing you've got in your life, AIDS, this thing you've got in your life, Brother Moffat, I guarantee you, you're going to look back someday and say, I see now the purpose of it all. You got that? That's the second thing you do. What am I doing? I'm encouraging him. He's down, and I'm trying to encourage him. And the first thing I do, I take the Bible and remind him of God's blessed promises. And brother, that'll encourage anybody who's a child of God. I mean, try this one on for size. Is there anything too hard for God? Try this one on for size. The answer to that, there's nothing too hard for God. Try this one on for size. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Try this one on for size. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Try this one on for size. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's the way you encourage somebody. And then you remind them that it's for the best. Then you say to this, Roy, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. I'm pulling for you and I'm praying for you and I love you. Hang in there. Then you say, you can do it. Yes, you can, Roy. You can do it. Now, is that what you do? Thank you, Roy. Thanks. Is that what you do? All right. Now, then, ask you a question. How do you encourage yourself? Well, the same way. The same way. That's the way you encourage yourself. You look at in the mirror and say to yourself, let me give you a scripture, self. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. And hey, fella, that's for you. That's for you. And let me tell you a scripture. There's nothing too hard for God. Let me tell you a scripture. All things are possible to him that believeth. Yeah, I encourage myself just like I encourage old Moffat. Except I don't hit myself in the stomach. Then what do? I remind myself. Self, I'll tell you something. This is going to work out for you best some of these days. Man, I say, look, don't wait till the telephone call comes where the fellow says, I'm going to put all your sermons in print before you believe that all things work together for good. Believe it before the telephone call comes. Believe when you can't see how in the world this could be for the good. And so just like I said to Brother Moffat, it's going to work out for the best. I'll guarantee you, Brother Moffat, it's going to do it. I say to myself, self, it's going to work out. You got to hang in there. Then I say, Brother Moffat, I said, you hang in there and don't you quit. You keep on going. And I say to myself, you hang in there and don't you quit and keep on going. And then I say, Brother Moffat, you can do it. You can do it. I say to myself, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You don't know how many times before I've walked in a pulpit, I've said to myself, yes, you can, Jack, you can. I myself says, don't call me Jack. And I say, Dr. Howard, you can. Preacher, you can. You can. You can. You can. You can. You can. My mama used to say to me, the I canner makes the great man. The I canner makes the great man. Now let me tell you some things I wanted to tell you all along. I was out here in the alley. Youth conference has come. That's the hardest. I have to psych myself up for youth conference. Devil comes up to me and sits down beside me and says, hey, Jack, what's a 63-year-old man doing conducting a nationwide conference for teenagers? And I'll say, I don't know what in the world he's doing. The devil says, don't you think some young guy in his 20s ought to be conducting a nationwide youth conference? That's exactly what I think. Now, I got to psych myself up for weeks. I got to say to myself, hey, fella, you can do it, but don't look in the mirror because I see my bald head and my crow's feet and my avoirdupois and so forth. Except my poor don't here. But I say to myself, yes, you can. Well, boy, a couple of years ago, I had to have myself all ready. Boy, I may be 62, I said, but I'll guarantee you I got a youthful spirit. It's not how many years you lived, it's how young you feel. That's what bothered me a great deal. But I had myself all psyched up, ready to go, ready to charge out there and lead those young people, convince them I was a child at heart. Walked in the alley, and one of the delegates out there, a long-haired hippie guy, looked up at me and said, could I ask you a question, Dad? I said, yeah. He said, what's an old man like you doing conducting a youth conference? Oh, brother. Had to go back to my office. Encourage myself. Oh, listen to me. You can do it. You can do it. But you can't do it unless you encourage yourself. God can strengthen you all you want to, but you've got to use the strength that God gives you. I mean, you've got to encourage you. I can stand up here and preach and holler at you like I'm doing now every week of my life and say, you can. And you can say, yeah, I can. But I won't be there to say you can. You've got to go with yourself and encourage yourself. I write myself letters. Now, I don't wait till I get down to write myself a letter. If I wrote myself a letter when I was down, I'd say, dear self, you ain't got it. You can't make it. I write myself letters while I'm up to use and read when I'm down. And last year, when I was on top side, this will change your life. I was on top side. I mean, bottom side. When I was on top, I'd write myself a letter and put it on my desk because I knew I was going to get the bottom side. And so I'd write myself a letter, put it on my desk. When I got down, I'd say, hey, here's a letter. I'd open it up, and here's what it'd say. Dear Brother Hines, I love you very much. You're a wonderful person. You can do it, Brother Hines. I got great confidence in you. I love you dearly. You're my favorite preacher. Hang in there, Brother Hines. Hang in there, Brother Hines. Hang in there, Brother Hines. Stay in the stuff, Brother Hiles. Keep on going, Brother Hiles. I'm for you. I'm pulling for you. Now, I wrote my letter when I was on top. You'd be amazed what I'd do to keep on top. I call my number and leave a message. I mean it. I'm not kidding. If I'm in a hotel room where I can do that, I'll go out and I'll call the hotel when I'm on top. And I'll say, I want to leave a message for Dr. Hiles in room 344. I get to the hotel. Hotel manager clerk says, I got a message for you, Dr. Hiles. I read it. I get it. Go to my room. Keep it till I get down. When I get down, see, I want the up part of me to lift up the down part of me. I want the victorious part of me to raise up the discouraged part of me. And so I'll read that little note and it'll say, dear Dr. Hiles, just thinking of you. And just wanted you to know I'm pulling for you. Want you to keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. Shoot. In the last 9 months, I've sent myself many telegrams. Except I don't say, hang in there, stop. I say, hang in there, go. And I'll keep that telegram. Listen, I have had score dozens of telegrams in my briefcase in the last year. Because when I was on top, I wanted to encourage the me that was on bottom. I'd send myself a telegram and I'd say, Brother Hiles, hang in there. You can do it. I'm pulling for you. Man, I've been discouraged in a motel room somewhere. Oh, I was down in Ocala, Florida. Man, I got all the way to the bottom. And I said to myself, I wish somebody would write me a note. It dawned on me. Somebody did. The joyous me had written a note to the discouraged me. And I grabbed in my briefcase and got that note and read that note. And it said, Dear Dr. Hiles, I know you're having a rough time right now, but you're going to make it. Boy, when I read that letter, I said, that guy's got confidence in me. He loves me. That's what it means. Good night, David. David said to himself, go on, David. Keep going. It means to urge forward. So I do the same thing to myself. I did to him a while ago. I encourage myself. Oh, I wish I could transfer this to you. I wish I could transfer it to you. To get the place to where you encourage yourself. The strong you encourages the weak you. And the winning you encourages the losing you. And the spiritual you encourages the carnal you. And when you get down, you say to yourself, keep on going. I put signs in the motel rooms. You can. I'll get in the motel room, get some of the stationery there, and write, I can. Stick it all over the room. I can. I can. I can. I can. I can. Didn't say I maybe can. I can do all things through Christ. Which strengthens me. I sing to myself. And that discourages me. I'll grab a verse in the Bible, and I'll start singing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ which... That's the way... That's where my little song from Proverbs came, 3:6 came. Walking down a corridor of an airport, discouraged and defeated... Lonely in the battle, and I started singing. And we know all things work together for good. No, I wasn't. That wasn't it. That's Romans 8:28. In all thy ways acknowledge. You wouldn't known the difference. I wish I hadn't told you. And he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's where Romans 8:28 came from. And we know all... Well, I mean, the song, not the verse. We know... I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. And we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And we know, yes, we know. We don't think, but we know. We don't hope, but we know. We should get the song as well as you do the jazz. And we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Sing it. And we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And we know, yes, we know. We don't think, but we know. We don't hope,
But we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. I'll tell you, brother, I sing that song sometimes. And when I sing that song, I'm encouraging myself. And I get through singing that song and I say, praise God, I don't understand this. But I'll guarantee you, it's going to work for the good. I'll guarantee you that. I tell you, I sing in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And brother, you need him to direct your path when you can't see your path. When it's the dark, you can't see the way to go. And if it weren't dark, you're crying so much you couldn't see your own path. And you start singing, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And he will, if he will. David said, I encourage myself. I want to say this in closing. That's the best way in the world to get saved. Encourage yourself to get saved. You're not saved. You're a sinner. You're on your way to hell to burn forever. You could go to heaven if you trust the Savior. Say to yourself, I'm not going to go to hell. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to heaven. And say to yourself, you crazy thing, do it. Do it now. Trust the Savior. Settle this matter and do it now. Now, folks, we're all stuck here together. We're on this little ball running around in space. We don't know much about it. And we can't get off of it but a few feet at a time or a few thousand feet in an airplane. But if we get away, there's something that pulls us back to this little ball called gravity all the time. We don't know much about it. A few of us have tried to spend our lives learning people and learning the book that helps people. And we perhaps know a little more about life than you do. But the ones of us that know the most know so little. And I'm not an expert on life trying to tell you how to live. I'm a fellow who knows a little more about life than most of you do because of experience and working with people. But all of us have doubts. All of us have fears. And all of us have defeats and loneliness and sadness and heartbreak. But thank God, there's a God in heaven to encourage us. But that won't make us win. There are loved ones and friends to encourage us. But that will not by itself win the battle. He'll make a way to escape, but you've got to escape. You've got to encourage yourself. Don't give up. Encourage yourself. Remind yourself when you're on top side, but reminders that when you get on the bottom side, there's something there that says encourage yourself. That's what David did. David wasn't any saint that didn't have any, that had things we don't have. David is like us. David was scared to death when this... David wasn't saying, well, God will see me through. David said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just like you do. But then David stood up and he said, let me just quote some scriptures to you, Dave. And he patted himself on the back and says, hang in there. And he looked at himself and said to himself, it's going to work out for the best. You wait and see, David. And then he said to himself, just keep on going. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps His promise. His old book is true. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. David did. I do. And you can. Shall we pray?